You don't know fear, kid. You've never worked with zombie takeout.
Welcome to episode 12 of Zombie Takeout, the B-movie and cult movie podcast. I'm Uncle John.
And I'm Scotto.
And this week we continue and conclude our two-part look at movies with similar names and, as Scotto pointed out last week, similar titles.
The Bruce
or similar plots, I should say. I'm sorry. And this week it is My Name is Bruce, starring Bruce Campbell, being mistaken for Bruce Campbell.
I guess it's time for my weekly
plot
summary.
Yes, we should explain the plot summary after that.
Oh, boy. Bruce Campbell is in a horrible movie, and I love the awful movie that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
You see the strings on the alien wings and stuff.
And I think it was a parody of Moontrap. I mean, I think it was a direct parody.
Yeah, it was. And in the credits, the director working with is called Hack Director.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look it up now to see who actually directed it that he's talking about. And while he's working on this movie in Hollywood, of course, his life is isn't doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been divorced by his wife, who's run off with his agent, unbeknownst to him.
Yes.
And far away in a town called Goldlick, which, if you notice at the end credits, that does exist.
Really?
Filming on location in Goldlick, it said.
Well, no, actually, I found a bit of trivia about that. There may actually be a Goldlick, I don't know, but the exteriors of the town of Goldlick were actually shot on Bruce Campbell's property.
Okay.
Where he had a backlot built with the exteriors of all the buildings. All
right. Yeah.
So it was shot on his property.
So, yeah, it said Goldlick, Oregon. Oh, Goldlick and some other place in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
in the end credits. So, just saying, it was there. So you have the teenagers on their way. One of them is a huge Bruce Campbell fan, of course. And they're on their way to meet their dates by a cemetery. Hilarious lines. Oh, all this looks really old and important. Let's break stuff.
Mm-hmm. Everybody likes some Army of Darkness.
Yeah. And that was Bubba Hotep.
Oh, Bubba Hotep, that was it. Everybody likes
like Bubba Hotep. And lines like, what, you didn't like, what line movie was it? Get out of this car. But they unleash an ancient curse. Well, not an ancient curse, but an old curse. Of sort of a leftover from Mortal Kombat.
The god of bean curd.
The god of the patron saint of
that
bean
was it,
curd.
Yes.
They unleash upon the town who goes off beheading people and stuff. So
we should point out all of this is bookended by two folk singers who sing the backstory.
Yes, at first when it came on, you know, before we started watching this movie,
it really freaks you out at first.
No, all I could think of was, wouldn't it be so funny to see Bruce Campbell running through the woods in slow motion for like however many minutes the other movie began with?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, just me, I think it would have been the funny as hell. But no, it was bookended with these two, something about Mary, you know, kind of singers.
Yeah.
the teenager, the one that survives the attack, tries to entreat Bruce Campbell to help their town out. And when that doesn't work, of course he kidnaps.
Of course, because the one that survives is the obsessive Bruce Campbell fan.
Of course. Yeah,
and this kid was a scary super fan.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one that remembered Briscoe County Jr.
Oh no, I love it. But there was he actually had a poster for the video game. Evil Dead Regeneration, which I have, and I don't think anybody ever heard of.
Oh, funny, looking through IMDb, there were tons of Evil Dead video games. There were a few of them done.
Mm.
Okay. Well, anyway, back to the plot. No more straying. I know, it's kind of meanders.
Hmm.
But, yeah, he thinks, of course, his agent has set up an elaborate birthday party ruse to cheer him up. And he doesn't think it's real until he comes face to face with the patron saint of bean curd,
Guan Di,
and he runs for his life, shooting back at him, but hitting other town all the way back to his Lethal Weapon 2 trailer in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he has the change of heart and comes back. And
because he finds out that the kid is about to face Guan Di, and he doesn't want the kid's death on his hands.
Exactly. And and of course, if you want to know what happens in the end, you'll have to find out for yourself. But I think that covers it there.
I think the real star of this one is Ted Raimi.
Yeah, well...
He plays three parts.
Yes, he does.
The agent, Miles.
Yes.
The sign painter, Luigi.
Yes. And, you know, that was one of the parts where that came up where I thought of last week's Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
The bad Italian accent.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, I see how this works.
And the other part, actually also reminiscent of last week's film, Wing.
Now, Wing is the...
the old Chinese guy.
Exactly. Why couldn't they have gotten Johnny Yoon to have played
that?
Because he was pretty much...
Wing,
Was the father or grandfather?
Right, the grandfather in They Call Me Bruce.
Yes.
Same character.
Yes. Why couldn't they have gotten Johnny Yoon to have played that? That would have been the best. So aside from Wing, the sign painter...
and the
and
agent.
Maybe and the musical intro, I really don't see that much... other connection to They Call Me Bruce.
No.
Other than the kind of the mistaken identity thing, I guess. And that doesn't even really get played up much in either movie, really. Though you can say the premise.
They're actually very similar in that sense. Actually, I found them more similar than possibly you did, even though you're the one who pointed it out.
Yeah.
Because Johnny Yoon, or his character's name, which I'm blanking on in They Call Me Bruce, is mistaken, not necessarily for Bruce Campbell, which is what it leads you to believe, but...
Well, that would have been funny if Johnny Yoon was mistaken for Bruce Campbell.
Or, no, I meant Bruce Lee, I'm sorry.
Now there's a movie.
He's because people assume that because he's Asian that he's a martial arts master.
Who's graphic now?
And They Call Me Bruce. Whereas the kid in My Name is Bruce assumes that Bruce Campbell is the Bruce Campbell in the movies.
Right.
Where, in fact, he's a complete and utter loser.
Yeah.
I would hope that the real Bruce Campbell is somewhere in the middle.
Well, you know, I'm watching this and going, wow, you know, he is so cool for just, you know, portraying himself like as an actor. But then to find out in the end that he directed this.
Oh, he wrote it, directed it, starred in it. Yeah, it's all his baby.
Well, he didn't write this.
He didn't?
The writer is actually... writes episodes for Heroes, Battlestar Galactica, and...
Okay. Oh, you're right. Okay.
What else? There was something else big he did. Oh, Smallville.
Okay.
And actually, one of his earliest works, The Mask.
The Jim Carrey thing?
Yes. He did the story for that.
Okay.
And, well, you think about it, the two fit pretty well.
yeah, actually.
Side by side.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I could see some similarities.
Mm-hmm. There were some, if you're a Bruce Campbell fan, there are some great cameos. Aside from obviously Ted Raimi has to be, because one of the jokes was, because Ted Raimi has to be there if Bruce Campbell is there.
Yeah.
But also, Ellen Sandweiss, Dan Hicks, and Timothy Patrick Quill all worked with Bruce Campbell in the Evil Dead trilogy.
Oh, okay.
Ellen
Sandweiss
played Cheryl in Evil Dead 1. also plays his ex-wife Cheryl in this movie. Hicks played Jake in Evil Dead 2, and Quill played the blacksmith in Army of Darkness. They're the two guys who run the gun shop, the couple.
That's why they were talking about...
They should have gotten Jake
okay.
and the blacksmith, yeah.
Now I get it, because I was like, those are some goddamn obscure references.
Those are the actors who played those parts.
They're the actors that played those parts. All right.
I didn't recognize the guy who played Jake, because it's been too long. The blacksmith I kind of recognize. He looked familiar. I didn't quite place him until I read that.
It's been a while since I've seen those movies, and even though I own Evil Dead 2,
mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've watched them. Too long. I mean, this movie really made me want to go back and watch the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The only question I have about this movie is, will someone who is not familiar with the Bruce Campbell canon...
You have to be
like
a Campbell
this.
Fan to know, to really appreciate this.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to, you might get a couple, I mean, there's some good gags. You might get a chuckle out of it if you
yeah.
don't know him, but you really have to know the references. You know, like the bit when he's trying to get out of town and he jumps on the back of the pickup.
He <You know, laughs> just drives right back.
This is after he sees Gwandi and is running for his life. He jumps on the, he's trying to find, you know, he jumps on the back of this one pickup truck, but did he fall or somehow he got shaken off of it? Another one's coming by. He jumps on the back on the tailgate of that one. He's cursing out the town. You know, see ya, suckers. It pulls just pulls back around in at to a bar right in the same town. So you know, someone not familiar with the canon will get that. Will you know, they might get the absurdity of the whole, you know, patron saint of bean curd thing. But you really have to know Campbell.
That's what I wanted. I forgot to look up the kid, the soccer mom's kid.
Uh-huh. The obsessive fan?
No, the one who is forced to eat bean curd.
Oh, okay.
I wonder. I guess that was Skippy.
Perhaps.
No. Yeah, I guess it was. I thought it was the kid from Two and a Half Men, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, there is a resemblance though.
It would fit. I mean, this movie 2 years ago. Yeah, maybe,
mm-hmm.
yeah, actually, maybe a little too young for him because he's kind of getting up there now.
Mm-hmm. Did we run out of things to say?
We may have.
Wow.
Well, you know, there's so much that we can't really give away. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot in this movie that. Well, okay. We'll just call it spoiler. You know.
Yeah,
this
spoiler alert from
spoiler
this part
alert,
if you don't
yeah.
want to see.
You right. haven't seen the movie and you're interested, just skip ahead to the brains.
All right, because the absolute favorite part of this movie that had me almost falling out of my chair laughing,
mm-hmm.
when he carjacks the old lady.
Oh, yeah.
And then throws the cat out of me.
That got me, yeah, the cat.
Just the fact that he's carjacking an old lady at first, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's, I'm laughing at that. Top out. But what about my kitty cat?
Right out the window. Or, Casey the famous singing prostitute.
No!
Famous?
This is his idea of
Miles
a birthday present,
says,
a woman.
Miles, the agent earlier in the movie, says he has this big birthday present plan for Bruce, and that's the whole shtick. Is when he's first kidnapped, we should mention this.
Yeah.
When he's first kidnapped and brought to Gold, like he assumes that this is the birthday present. That is,
yeah,
you know, some kind of.
I said that in the plot summary.
Okay. Then he finds out. He gets back to his trailer after he runs, you know, runs away from Gold, like, and there's a knock on the door. Some chick dressed as a nun, or no, nun, as a nurse.
Wow, completely different movie there, John.
I don't know why. As a nurse.
Kind of sicko sends a nun stripogram.
Shows up, and she turns out she is the birthday present. Casey, the famous singing prostitute.
Well,
who
like
is also a pre-op transsexual.
Right. You know, the whole, that's his idea of, he sends me a woman. Well, not
exactly.
The tranny surgery, you know, still want to see. Whoa! yeah, so those are both of our favorite parts. So
yeah, and amongst many others. I really don't want to spoil the end.
Yeah. But they, you know, they skewer the horror movie ending.
Yeah.
And then I think they almost even go back to the Something About Mary ending for the two singers, if you think about it.
Yeah. Actually, you're right, yeah.
But that, yeah, of course, I almost stopped it mid-credits. And I'm like, what am I doing? There has to be something at the end of the credits.
I didn't. What's it? Yeah, spoiler alert, it's on. What's at the end of the credits?
At the end of the credits, the two guys are singing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch it that far this time. I did watch it. This was the second time I saw it. I did
okay.
see that at the very end, yeah. They get killed.
Patron saint of Bean Curd on the rampage.
Mm-hmm. Still, even though he was...
Of course.
You know, not killed, per se, but restrained.
So, yeah, they should... should they make a sequel of this?
Oh,
that's a common thing we...
saw something about this. Thank you. The producer, Mike Richardson, said that a sequel titled My Name is Still Bruce is in the works.
Oh, yeah?
Also going to be released by Dark Horse Entertainment and Image Entertainment. They
Someone
still... My name is still Bruce. So they're taking the same convention from They Call Me Bruce. Because the sequel to that one was going to be They Still Call Me Bruce.
Someone was hoping that there'd be a They Call Me Grace Thorson.
That would be nice.
But, you know, I guess They Still Call Me Bruce. They're remaking Evil Dead, which I know it's a little off subject from this.
Well, it's Bruce. Really? Is Bruce going to be in it?
Well, not sure, tell you the truth. I don't think so.
Hmm.
But Raimi is,
Don't see anything on IMDb.
I saw somewhere that they are, in fact, remaking Evil Dead. It's going to be called The Evil Dead, and I think it's due next year.
Wow, that's... Well,
shocking.
And no. Bruce has to be in it.
Yeah, he does. You cannot have an Evil Dead movie without Bruce Campbell.
Can't find anything on Wikipedia or IMDb.
There should be congressional law passed. That,
yes.
States this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought Sam Raimi was in there somewhere, but I guess he was not.
No, he I guess was a little too busy doing one of the Spider-Man movies or something. Actually, this was 2007. He was probably just starting Bring Me to Hell or Drag Me
yeah.
to Hell. So I guess we're getting to Brains.
I think we're getting to Brains now. I wonder who. But the other question is, what actor could they do this something like this with?
Oh, I found The Evil Dead. Okay, it's on IMDb.
Yeah.
No names attached yet. There was someone in the message board suggested Ryan Reynolds.
Someone was saying one of the Jackass guys could play Ash.
Ooh,
I don't see it.
This is interesting. I don't know if you'll know the reference.
What?
Nicholas Brendon.
I thought you were going to say Nicolas Cage.
No, God no. No, we don't need Elvis. We don't need a bad Elvis impersonator playing Ash. Nicholas Brendon played, was on Buffy. I can't remember the name. Oh, Xander on Buffy. Can do both the comedy and the drama. Not as cool as Bruce, but
yeah.
Would be interesting. I can't really think of, I mean, who can follow in Bruce's footsteps?
True. Well, back to our one last thing about this movie, the similarities between the two double features. This one seemed to go from movie parody to movie parody, only it didn't do it in as obnoxious and
it
buffoonish way.
It didn't go for the shotgun effect.
Yeah. I think, I mean, yeah, you could say he was doing the Lethal Weapon thing, or maybe he wasn't. I don't know, with the trailer.
With the exception of his own movies, he left the references, even his own movies, he left the references kind of subtle.
Yeah.
You really like the two guys, like the two guys in the gun shop, Jake
right.
and the Boxsmith, that bit. You had to know that those were the actors to really get that, otherwise it was random.
Yeah, because I was kind of like, I mean, I didn't recognize him because, I mean, I don't recognize
Yeah,
Maybe the
I didn't
from
get
the
it till I looked it up.
other than Bruce Campbell from
Yeah.
from the movie, so
And Ted Raimi.
yeah, and Ted Raimi.
So you know, whereas he didn't hit you over the head with it,
Yeah.
whereas you know, they call me Bruce. He crowbarred them in, and it was like you said, it was a shotgun effect. You know, if one
It
doesn't
was.
get you, the next one will.
It was. The only thing I could think back from that movie was that how many of those jokes were stolen by Pat Morita in The Karate Kid?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, don't know if that was a good thing. But he was there first.
Yeah.
All right. I think we've done this one. Brains, what do you think?
I'm torn between 4.5 and 5. I'm going to go with 5. Yeah, I really can't find a flaw.
Yeah, my first question was going to be, what was the maximum number of brains we could give again?
Yeah, 5.
5 it is for me, too. Because I'd watch this one again. I mean, this was one of those where, remember when we did Troll 2 and I had to work that in there. And
well, we haven't talked about They Call Me Bruce, so I got mine in.
Where it didn't work, our audio malfunctioned, and we couldn't get record after it. And I was like,
yeah.
Am I going to be stuck watching that movie again? This one, I would have almost, if you had said we can't do it today, I'd be like, cool, I get to watch it again.
See, I think that might be the reason I was kind of thinking 4.5 is because this is the second time I've seen it in the space of a few months, maybe like a month or two. So I didn't love it quite as much as I did the first time.
Oh.
But it was still, and this is the thing, I saw it twice in the space of literally maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
I still loved it.
Yeah.
It lost a little bit, but not much. And how many movies can you say that about that you can watch that close together?
Very true.
And still love?
I think this one is a special one that deserves the 5 brain.
Yeah, this is a fiver. This is actually our only the second double 5.
Really? What was our first?
Buckaroo.
I can't remember. Oh, yeah.
So we're saying this is on that same caliber, on the same
level.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. This is something that you could watch again.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Buckaroo is actually one of the movies I was thinking about. Man, you know what? I wouldn't mind watching that one again.
Yeah. And that was a couple of months ago, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, what have we learned?
We learned to watch your hands, I guess.
Yeah. And I learned that Ted Raimi should have played Luigi in the Mario Brothers movie.
He could have fit in with one of those Italian mobsters.
Oh,
they
easily,
call me
easily. Well, except he was maybe 15 at the time.
True, true.
So until next time, of course, I got to plug the site, zombietakeout.com.
Yes.
Go there. Check
go
out.
There.
We got links to the Facebook group. We got links to Twitter, links to subscribe and on via RSS and on iTunes. And, of course, iTunes. Go subscribe, rate, review. It'll get more people to hear the show. So until next time, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
Hey, it's Bruce Campbell! I know how much he means to you, how much he means to all the audiences across the world, how much he means to me. But look, you've got to just think of one question right now. What would Bruce Campbell do?
Run away?
Have.
Wow.
All right, now stay here. Try not to blow anybody till I get back.